Happy first day of September. This is Married Muth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I have the privilege of praying you through the Bible verse by verse. I had felt compelled to have something super practical, so we're continuing our way through the book of James, and then in the next couple days, we will be starting in the Old Testament in the book of, drumroll please, Joshua. So on the 3rd, we will start with Joshua, which is an amazing book, and I'm so excited to be reading through it again for you. All right, so today is James chapter 4 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Where do wars and fightings among you come from? Don't they come from your pleasures that war in your members? You lust and you don't have. You murder and covet and can't obtain. You fight and make war. You don't have because you don't ask. You ask and don't receive because you ask with wrong motives so that you may spend it on your pleasures. You adulterers and adulteresses, don't you know that friendship with the world is hostility toward God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who lives in us yearns jealously, but he gives more grace. Therefore it says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble, from Proverbs 3:34. Be subject therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament, mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will exalt you. Don't speak against one another, brothers. He who speaks against a brother and judges his brother speaks against the law and judges the law. But if you judge the law, you are not a doer of the law, but a judge. Only one is the lawgiver, who is able to save and to destroy. But who are you to judge one another? Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, let's go into this city and spend a year there, trade and make a profit. Whereas you don't know what your life will be like tomorrow, for what is your life? For you are a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. For you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we will both live and do this or that. But now you glory in your boasting. All such boasting is evil. To him, therefore, who knows to do good and doesn't do it, to him it is sin. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, these are hard words, so important and so good, and I'm really grateful that your word gives us positive and good instruction about how to live our lives for you. But in this particular passage in the book of James, it does not mince words about how sin comes about, and it comes from our heart. It comes from wanting what we don't have, in lusting for something that we think we need. And that you even mentioned there, it's mentioned there that murder and covetousness are equated there. And so, Lord, help us not to undermine, or I guess maybe underestimate, what covetousness is, or craving or lusting, what that is, because those are gateways into bad actions. Lord, I thank you so much that you are the purifier of our hearts, and that when we want to have really good actions, we have to go back to the drawing board. We have to go back to you and ask us to ask you to make us a clean, clean heart, because good works flow from a good heart. And a good heart comes from being with you and experiencing your forgiveness and life change. And so, Lord, we go back to that. We're not about this. We're not on a management program of our behavior, but we know that we need you to rejuvenate and rebuild our hearts so that our naturally good behavior will flow from a heart that's made good by you. And so, Lord, thank you for that reminder today. Lord, we don't want to be friends with the world. Every time I read that scripture, I'm like, oh my goodness, I know I've done that. This world system is very appealing. And yet here we say that if we are more enamored with the world, we are not friends of you. And Lord, I just want to be a friend of you. I want to pursue your presence like a treasure, Lord. And I thank you so much for this idea of you resisting the proud, but giving grace to the humble, Lord. And as we humble ourselves, you are able to exalt us at the proper time, not at the time that's going to ruin our hearts, but at the time that's perfect for you and your glory and for us. So we choose to humble ourselves before you. We choose to draw near to you and believe that as we do that, you draw near to us. And Lord, we thank you that as we resist the enemy of our souls, he has to flee. So for my friend listening today who just feels like they're in the middle of a battle, Lord, help them to say your name over and over and over again, Jesus, because you are greater than the one who prowls around in the world. So Lord, there is victory in our faith in you. There's victory in you. And we thank you so much for that victory today in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I am grateful for you. And just had two people today who sponsored the podcast at $1. And so I just want to thank you for those of you who have sponsored at that level, because at that level, you will receive either a recording or you can join live of me teaching part of what we're learning about that month. So this month, you will be learning about the book of Joshua and I will teach you from Zoom. So thank you so much to those who have supported the podcast at that level and any level. And you really do help the podcast continue on. Thank you. And I hope you have an amazing day.